Vatican and World News.
US President Donald Trump tells the EU it must take back its 800 Islamic State fighters captured in Syria. Tons of aid for crisis-ridden Venezuela is being flown into the Colombian city of Cucuta on the border. But first, Pope Francis, during the Sunday Angelus, asks for prayers for the upcoming meeting on the protection of minors and reflects on the Beatitudes. In the Vatican, I'm Lydia O'Kane.
Avrà luogo in Vaticano un incontro dei presidenti.
Pope Francis, following the Angelus prayer on Sunday, focused his attention on the protection of minors in the church meeting to be held in the Vatican from the 21st to the 24th of February. The Pope said that all the presidents of all the episcopal conferences would be there, and he invited those present in St. Peter's Square to pray for the meeting, which the pontiff said he wanted as an act of strong pastoral responsibility in the face of an urgent challenge of our time. Before the recitation of the Marian prayer, the Pope reflected on Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke, in which he said, Jesus, in the form of the Beatitudes, opens his eyes to us, makes us see with his gaze beyond appearances, beyond the surface, and teaches us to discern situations with faith. Pope Francis explained how Jesus declares the poor, the hungry, the afflicted, the persecuted, blessed.
Gesù dichiara beati i poveri, gli affamati, gli afflitti, i perseguitati.
While he admonishes those who are rich, well-fed, who laugh and are acclaimed by people. He went on to say that the woe to you phrase, addressed to those who are doing well today, serves to awaken them from the dangerous deception of selfishness and open them up to the logic of love while they still have time. The Pope emphasised that the passage of Sunday's Gospel, therefore, invites us to reflect on the profound meaning of having faith, which consists in trusting the Lord totally. He alone can give our existence that much desired fullness, yet one that is difficult to achieve. He noted that even today, there are many who propose themselves as dispensers of happiness.
Quelli che si propongano come dispensatori di felicità.
They promise success in the short term, Pope Francis said, great profits to be had, magical solutions to every problem, and so on. And without realizing it, here it is easy to slip into sin against the first commandment, idolatry, replacing God with an idol. That is why Jesus opens our eyes to reality, the Pope stressed. We are called to happiness, to be blessed, and we become so from now on in the measure in which we put ourselves on the side of God, of his kingdom, on the side of what is not ephemeral, but endures for eternal life. He continued, we are happy if we recognise ourselves as needy before God, and if like him, and with him, we are close to the poor, the afflicted, and the hungry. The Beatitudes of Jesus, Pope Francis concluded, are a decisive message which spurs us on not to place our trust in material and transitory things, not to seek happiness by following the sellers of smoke and the professionals of illusion. The Lord, he said, helps us to open our eyes, to acquire a more penetrating look at reality, to heal from the chronic myopia, that which the worldly spirit infects us. With this paradoxical word, he shakes us up and makes us recognise what really enriches us, satisfies us, and gives us joy and dignity. US President Donald Trump has told the EU it must take back its 800 Islamic State fighters captured in Syria. Nathan Morley reports.
US President Donald Trump has told the United Kingdom and other European allies to take back and put on trial more than 800 so-called Islamic State fighters that have been captured in the final battle against the group. The jihadists are currently being held by Kurdish-led forces. Mr. Trump added that the IS caliphate was ready to fall. A report from King's College in London suggests that over 5,000 EU nationals travelled to the Middle East to join the Islamic State from countries including Britain, France and Germany. US officials have been urging Western countries for months to take back their foreign fighters. There has been a limited repatriation of some IS fighters to their home countries in the past. Separately, Shamima Begum, the British teenager who left the UK to join the Islamic State in Syria, has now given birth and wants to return home. She insists she's no threat to Britain.
They don't have any evidence against me doing anything dangerous. When I went to Syria, I was just a housewife the entire 4 years. Stayed at home, took care of my husband, took care of my kids. I never did anything dangerous. I never made propaganda. I never encouraged people to come.
Miss Begum was found last week in a refugee camp by a reporter from the Times newspaper, which then published an interview in which she said she was heavily pregnant and wanted to come home to the UK to have her baby. She also said she had had two children who had died in Syria. For Vatican News, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Around 200 residents have been evacuated from an area near Tailings Dam in Brazil, operated by the Vail SA company. The evacuations came amid fears that it was structurally weak and could burst, like a similar barrier failure last month that killed 300 people. Tons of aid for crisis-ridden Venezuela is being flown into the Colombian city of Cucuta, bordering it. James Blears reports about a growing logjam.
Voluminous leaden-coloured US Air Force cargo planes are landing in Cucuta, laden with non-perishable foods, medicines and other supplies that opposition leader Juan Guaido has requested. He's warning that 300,000 people could die if President Nicolas Maduro continues to have troops blockade bridges spanning the two nations over which it could all be transported and supplied. 3 million people have left the country in little more than 3 years. Juan Guaido says that if necessary, the aid will be transported via people power, individual by individual, carrying it across on their backs and in their arms. Guaido's representatives are meeting officials from Brazil, which also borders Venezuela, in order to agree stockpile storage areas there. President Nicolas Maduro is ordering troops to remain on maximum alert in case of an attempted invasion. British entrepreneur Richard Branson's organizing a rock concert in Cucuta on February the 22nd, to help raise funds to secure more aid. For Vatican News, James Blues reporting.
Nigeria's top candidates have condemned the surprise last-minute decision to delay the presidential election in the country for a week, blaming each other but appealing to Africa's largest democracy for calm. Electoral Commission Chairman Mahmoud Yakubu told observers, diplomats and others that the delay had nothing to do with insecurity or political influence. He blamed what he called very trying circumstances, including bad weather, affecting flights and fires at three commission offices in an apparent attempt to sabotage our preparations, he said. Eight subsistence miners who were trapped underground for several days after heavy flooding in Zimbabwe have been rescued, though dozens of their co-workers are still missing and feared dead. Rescuers pulled the exhausted, muddied survivors from the ground and took them to a tent for medical treatment. Dozens of the small-scale gold miners were caught underground on Tuesday on the outskirts of Kadoma in West Zimbabwe's capital Harare when a dam wall collapsed and water rushed into the nearby mining tunnels. A rights group in Libya says an armed group has kidnapped 14 Tunisian workers near the capital Tripoli. The National Commission for Human Rights in Libya said that the Tunisians were abducted on their way to work at an oil refinery in the western city of Zawiya. It said the armed group, which it did not name, demanded the release of a Libyan man, also unnamed, detained in Tunisia on drug-related charges. Libya slid into chaos after its 2011 uprising that toppled longtime ruler Muammar Gaddafi. The country is currently governed by militia-backed rival authorities in Tripoli and the east. At least 9 people have died after a fire ravaged 200 slum dwellings in the Bangladeshi city of Chittagong. An official said 4 of the dead were for the same family. Police and firefighters say more than 50 other people were injured. Fire officials are investigating the possibility that a short circuit caused the blaze. A long-shut coal-fired power plant in western Germany has been demolished with the help of more than 200 kilograms of explosives. the former Dnieper power station on the outskirts of Dortmund, was brought down in two explosions on Sunday. Germany plans to switch off its nuclear plants by 2022, and the government is considering a proposal to stop burning coal for electricity by 2038 at the latest, in a bid to curb greenhouse emissions. Yemeni security officials say UN envoy Martin Griffiths has arrived in the capital Sana'a to discuss the complex situation in and around the key port of Hodeidah. The Houthi rebels say their leader, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, met with Griffiths on Sunday to discuss the implementation of peace deals from December talks with Yemen's internationally recognised government. Yemen's warring sides agreed to a ceasefire in December, as well as a prisoner exchange that is yet to take place. The conflict in Yemen began with the 2014 takeover of Sana'a by the Iran-aligned rebels. A Saudi-led coalition allied with the internationally recognised government has been fighting the Houthis since 2015. French authorities have opened an investigation into anti-Semitic abuse directed against a noted philosopher during a yellow vest protest in the capital, Paris, where new demonstrations began on Sunday. As Stephen Boss reports, the incident has been condemned by the French president amid concerns about rising anti-Jewish sentiment in France and other countries in Europe.
As protesters gathered in Paris on Sunday wearing their trademark high-visibility yellow vests, prosecutors were anxious. While demonstrators marched through the French capital, the Paris prosecutor's office said an investigation was launched into public insult based on origin, ethnicity, nationality, race or religion. The incidents happened during the previous demonstrations on Saturday when famed French philosopher Alain Winkelkraut, who is of Jewish origins, faced abuse. Video footage shows people shouting slogans in the district of Paris, where the philosopher is trying to walk away. Police intervened to protect the 69-year-old Alain Winkelkraut. Separately, police fired tear gas and brought in water cannon and a horse brigade to disperse yellow vest protesters Saturday in Paris, as well as in other areas of France. French President Emmanuel Macron was quick to condemn the anti-Semitic abuse directed at the prominent intellectual. In published remarks, President Macron said it was an absolute negation of what made France great and would not be tolerated. Philosopher Winkelkraut told media that Macron had called him to express his support. The incident came after France's interior minister already warned that anti-Semitism was spreading like poison in France, with a series of anti-Jewish incidents reported in central Paris last week. An online invitation to Sunday's main Paris march says, "Let's stay peaceful." The movement, which began several months ago as protests against a fuel tax hike, has broadened to include a range of concerns about France's living standards and the economic difficulties facing ordinary families. Its name comes from the yellow vests that French motorists must keep in their cars for emergencies. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
Well, that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. Many thanks goes to Vincenzo Proto in this studio. In the Vatican, thank you for joining us.